The chief executive of Goldbelt, McHugh Pierre, says the Juneau Native Corporation has two catamarans ready to go for relief communities cut off from the Alaska Marine Highway System.
We're standing by and we're ready to perform at a moment's notice.
The Goldbelt contract was signed February 26, about a day after a similar contract with Allan Marine. That tour company has already run two charter ferries between Juneau and the island communities of Cake, Angoon, and Tenakee Springs. Pierre says he understands there are other communities still facing the prospect of no state ferries.
And we were hopeful that DOT, when awarding this contract, would give a schedule that said, hey, every week or every 2 weeks, you're going to make this run, and we're still waiting to hear.
In a statement, DOT remained noncommittal. It says it's still assessing the transportation needs of communities. Part of the Goldbelt contract is to run a ferry between Juneau and the villages of Hoonah, Gustavus, and Pelican for $9,200 a trip. Gustavus City Administrator Tom Williams says he had no idea the contract even existed.
It's a little frustrating and disappointing that DOT didn't do a better job of notifying the communities that are in the contract for schedules.
Gustavus's state dock is scheduled to be rebuilt this spring, but Williams says he's had conversations with the National Park Service to use its Bartlett Cove dock as an alternative.
I realize that a passenger-only ferry will provide limited amount of cargo per passenger, but still, that's a lot better than not having any opportunity at all to bring supplies over.
The community of Pelican isn't expecting a state ferry until mid-May. Norm Carson of the local Chamber of Commerce has been in contact with state transportation officials, but he didn't know about the contract either. He says combining trips to Pelican with other places makes sense.
If we could pair that with a community like Gustavus on the way out and the way back, then there'd be no issue with ridership at all.
The other route in the Goldbelt contract is now being served by the state ferry Taslina. It returned to service earlier this month. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.